good evening. It is starting time. We're going to begin our evening service, Sunday evening service, and we're going to begin with singing 194, Joy to the World. Let's go ahead and stand as we sing. Joy to the World, 194.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains. Repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the plough. He comes to make his blessings known, for as the curse is found.
On the last,
he rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love.
All right, thank you so much. Pastor's going to come at this time.
Father, we thank you for another opportunity you've given to us to fellowship today. What a blessing it is to be in your house with your people, Father. We pray that thou would continue to whet the appetite of those that know you for fellowship, and Lord, to let the things of the world slide by as unimportant as they are, and to devote themselves more importantly to the more important things of fellowship and of worship. And Lord, we'll thank you for that help. I pray that thou would bless tonight's activities, that thou would help us as we sing, that thou would guide Eliel as he preaches, and we'll praise you for that help. We do look to you that thou would direct my heavenly Father in all that we say and do, that Christ might be lifted up. Well, thank you for that help. Bless our pastor as he's traveling. We ask that thou would minister to him and his family, help them to arrive home safely. Well, thank you for that help. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, yeah. We're going to do things first. We're going to do favorites. So the way it will work for tonight is that you select which hymn you would like. And then if you have a particular verse you want, I would recommend you say that verse. Otherwise, we'll just do stanza one. So I figure we'll do it that way. Keep one stanza per song. That gives more people more options to sing more songs. So kind of be nice for a sing-spiration. And then, so we have a first request. 247, The Old Rugged Cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinner was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
All right, someone else on this side, favorite Bob, I saw you. 44, to God be the glory. Hymn number 44.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So lofty the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life in atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
Wonderful. Someone over on this side. 147. And that's Amazing Grace. 147. Making sure someone didn't say a special verse or something. 147.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see.
All right, another one over here. Yes, Chris? 38, how great thou art. Verse 3.
And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
157, verse 3, grace greater than our sin. Verse 3, marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. 157.
Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe, all who are longing to see his face. Will you this moment his grace receive? And will pardon and cleanse within. Praise, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin.
All right, one more for this session over here. Yes. 134, verse 3. Long my imprisoned spirit lay.
long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine mind diffused a quickening ray, I woke the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free, I rose when forth follow thee. My chains fell off, my heart was free, I rose when forth and follow thee.
All right, thank you so much. Five eighty-seven. Victory in Jesus. 587.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
All right, somebody on this side. Yes, Mike. 4:7-8, verse 3. It is well with my soul. Verse number 3, my sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole. 478. Verse 3.
My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is.
Over this side, yes. Yeah, well, thank you, because we didn't know that version, probably. Here we go. Verse number 3.
See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow. And sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown.
6:9. In the garden, verse number 2, he speaks, and the sound of his voice. 269, verse 2.
He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
All right. That would be strong in the Lord. 577.
Be strong in the Lord and be of good courage. Your mighty defender is always the same. Mount up with wings as the eagle ascending. Victory is sure when you call on his name. strong, be strong, be strong in the Lord, and be of good courage, for he is your guide. Be strong, be strong, be strong in the Lord, and rejoice, for the victory is yours.
Wonderful, this side, yes. 3:8:2, nearer, still nearer. Did you say verse 1? 3:8:2, nearer, still nearer.
Nearer, still nearer, close to my heart. Draw me, my Savior, so precious Lord. Hold me, oh, hold me close to thy breast. Shelter me safe in that haven of rest. Shelter me safe in that haven of rest.
How can it be? 1:5:6.
Oh, Savior, as my eyes behold the wonders of thy might untold, the hemmed in glorious light arrayed, the vast creation thou hast made. And yet to think thou lovest me, my heart cries out, how can it be? How can it be? How can it be that God should love a soul like me? Oh, how can it be?
All right, and another one on this side. 5:03. Singing I Go, 503.
The trusting heart to Jesus cling, nor any ill forebode, but at the cross of Calvary sing, praise God for lifted load. Singing I go along life's road, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. Singing I go along life's road, for Jesus has lifted my load.
Look at the one in the back. Yes.
145
and verse number 2. Love as I loved. Verse number 2. 145.
Yesterday my time was filled with vain and empty things, and I was so busy with all that life brings. People crowded in my way, but I pushed them all away. They were just a senseless bother, till I heard the Savior say, love as I love, give as I gave. These are the people that I came to save. Love as I love, then I will shine through. Let others see my love in you.
Verse number 2, all right. Verse number 2, 134. Verse 2.
He left his father's throne above, so free his soul infinite, his grace humbled himself and came in love and bled. And free for my God, it found out me. 'Tis mercy, oh, immense and free for my God, it found out me.
Last one. Anyone on this side? Yes, David. 304. Let's go ahead and stand. Been sitting a while. 304 will be our last one. 304, I'm adopted.
I am adopted. I'm a child of the King. God is my father, and he owns everything. He walks beside me, he's my very best friend. Praise God, I'll never be lonely again. I'm adopted, hallelujah, I've got a new song. I'm adopted, hallelujah, I finally belong. I got a brand new family overflowing with love. I'm a child of my Father above.
Good evening. Please turn your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. It says, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Verse 11, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you with open hearts, ready to receive your word. Fill this place with your presence and guide us with your Holy Spirit. Let the words spoken today reflect your truth and love. Help us understand and live by your teachings. May we glorify you in everything we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It has been 9 months since my first preaching, and I'm truly grateful for that experience. And thank Pastor Boyer for giving me another opportunity to preach for 10 to 15 minutes. So here I am. The title of my message is, Are You Using Your Gifts for God's Glory? When I say gifts, I'm talking about spiritual and natural gifts. Spiritual gifts are abilities granted by the Holy Spirit to believers, intended to edify the church and further God's kingdom. These gifts, such as prophecy, healing, teaching, wisdom, and leadership, are highlighted in 1 Corinthians 12, 8-10, and Romans 12, 3-8. Natural gifts, on the other hand, are talents we are born with or develop over time, like David's skill with the harp in 1 Samuel 16, 23, Bezalel's ability to work with gold, silver, and other materials in Exodus 31, 3-5. Whether spiritual or natural, each gift holds the potential to glorify God and serve His purpose. The first point of my message is recognizing your gifts. Think about what you enjoy doing and what you're naturally good at. You may find multiple skills that come naturally, or you might focus on one in particular. Whether it's music, teaching, serving, compassion, giving, or leadership, every gift is valuable and meant to be recognized, developed, and are essential for the body of Christ. God has chosen you to fulfill a unique purpose. I remember being around 7 or 8 years old, watching my dad play the piano, and feeling a bit envious because I couldn't play like him. I decided that I wanted to play the piano too. So I told my parents about my interest, and they signed me up for lessons with Pastor Hansen, and that's how I started. As time went on, through studying God's Word and receiving guidance and encouragement from my parents, Pastor Hansen, and other people from church, I realized that playing the piano was not just a random interest, but a gift from God intended to be used for His glory. What gifts has God entrusted to you? If you're unsure, ask Him to reveal them to you. The second point of my message is, use your gifts to serve others. I want to thank everyone who uses their gifts to serve others, whether you're a pastor, teaching a class, singing in the choir, or contribute in countless other ways in different church ministries. Growing up in church, I'm grateful for the foundation you've helped build in my life and for the way you have blessed me and others with your unique gifts. It has strengthened my faith, deepened my understanding of God's Word, and drawn me closer to Him. Your faithfulness in serving has inspired me to use my gift as well. Now, I find joy in playing piano, not only in our church, but also at Crossing Tower, at school, and in my personal life. Last year, while in the Philippines, I played the piano and sang hymns at my family's grand reunion. Some of my relatives on my dad's side who belong to various religious backgrounds, such as Jehovah's Witnesses, Miracle Crusades, Catholics, Mormons, Methodists, atheists, and others. That's a lot. We're hearing the hymns we sing at church for the very first time. They felt encouraged and appreciated the music through the lyrics they heard. I also had the privilege of playing hymns at the viewing of my late grandma's sister on my dad's side. My relatives were thankful that I was there to play the piano for them. They were thrilled to finally see me perform in person, as they only had seen videos of me playing on Facebook. The joy I felt in serving others through my music ministry was an incredible blessing. It reminds me of how music can connect us and provide comfort in times of need. Last December, I set a goal to improve my hymn playing. I prayed to the Lord for an opportunity to achieve this. In His grace, He answered my prayers when my dad and I volunteered to accompany the music at the Crossing Tower services. The ministry has helped me develop my hymn playing skills since I get to practice more. Seeing people appreciate my gift and sing praises to the Lord is encouraging. This experience has been a powerful testament to how God uses our gifts to touch lives and bring glory to His name. God calls us to use our gifts to bless others. When we honor Him with our gifts, we reflect His love and grace, making an impact to those around us. But the question is, do you have a willing heart to use the gift you have to serve the Lord? My final point is, glorify God with your gifts. Our gifts should lead others to praise and glorify God. We must serve with humility and gratitude, recognizing all that we have comes from Him. I've had the opportunity of being invited to play at both spring and Christmas concerts each year at school. While other talented students perform secular songs, I chose songs that glorify God. Even though many in the audience may not be familiar with these pieces, they still appreciate and enjoy the music. After every performance, parents from different grades come up to congratulate me and ask questions. Each time, I receive a compliment, either verbally, email, or text. I respond with thanks and praise the Lord. It is important to me that they understand my gift comes from God and that He alone deserves all the praise. I also share videos of my performances with my teachers in elementary and high school, my classmates and principal through email and social media, since some of them aren't able to see my performances live. This gives me a chance to share the gospel. I'm thankful for their compliments and praises. But most of all, I'm thankful to the Lord for blessing me this talent. My dad also shares my video with his patients, creating opportunities to start conversations about the Lord. Through this, he is able to share God's word and inspire faith in those he encounters. Here's my question to you. Is God getting the glory whenever you use your gifts to serve others? To wrap things up, Peter tells us to use our gifts for God's glory. By recognizing our gifts, using them to serve others, and glorifying God in all that we do, we fulfill our divine purpose. Remember, it is never too late to discover and begin using your gifts. As we continue to grow spiritually, our knowledge of how to use our gifts will also grow. When we use our gifts, we have the opportunity to point people to Jesus. We can take the gospel to the places right where we are and beyond. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gifts you've given us. Help us to use them wisely and faithfully to serve others and bring glory to your name. Guide us by your Holy Spirit and let your presence be with us in all that we do. Please protect us as we go home tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you.
There's a little phrase in there as well, that we should be stewards of the manifold grace of God. A steward is somebody who takes care of that which he has been given, of something that belongs to someone else. And so a steward in this particular case would be us who receive a gift, a talent from the Lord. What are we doing with it? Okay, and that was the emphasis of what Eliel is talking about. Every person in this room has a particular something that they could use for the glory of God. You know what it is. you may refuse to use it because it is not comfortable sometimes to be doing what God has asked you to do. Somebody might not like it. All of the songs that you play for the glory of God, which is the right thing to do, there was somebody, at least, you may not know the person, male, female, young, old, or alike, did not like the songs that you were playing. That's okay. Okay. Because you were playing for the glory of God and not for the glory of man. You were ministering to man by glorifying God. Did you understand what I just said? And so sometimes we don't want to have the hassle. We don't want to have the trouble. We don't want to have somebody criticize us. But if we're playing for the glory of God, so what? Okay. If we're doing our best for the glory of God, so what? So there are some teachers, some who are expert at the art of healing. You brought that up. We have a couple of nurses in here. You could nurse me, I faint. Okay. I could be okay at an emergency and maybe patch you up and then fall on you fainting. Or you could take care of people in a nursing situation and God has given you a talent for that. Or a restaurant, no matter where it might be. Sometimes I think we sell ourselves short and we don't need to be doing that. God has given us the ability. I think of Steve's dear mom, whose talent was to keep the hymn book straight in church. Do you do that? No, you mess them up. She made them right. And not only did she just straighten them up, she made sure that the binding was in the right spot in each and every particular pew. That was her particular gift because she was joyful doing it. And by God's grace, she did it well. So there are all kinds of gifts that are within the church. And some are spiritual and some are natural. And the natural ones need to be brought about to their ultimate by the Spirit of God in our life. And so Eliel has reminded us tonight of something good. Maybe you tonight have a talent that is remaining hidden or unused. And that needs to change. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, thank you for the time that you've given to us, and I praise you for the songs and for Eliel's message. Now we pray that thou would help us this evening to just think about the talent that maybe the Lord has given to us, and a natural gift that could be bolstered by the Spirit of God. And Lord, I pray that thou would help us to push away the thoughts that were too old, push away the thoughts that were too young, push away the thoughts that were really not good at it. But yet, my Heavenly Father, you've given to us that particular gift. I trust that we might be good stewards of what you have given. Help us to use it, whether it's teaching, whether it's being cheerful, whether it's being an encourager, whether it's helping, whether it's the ability to help someone heal. Whatever it might be, my Heavenly Father, whatever work you have called us to do, help us to do it as unto the Lord. For whatsoever we do, we're to do it heartily as unto you. I trust that thou would help us this evening, even now, to make a decision that will do our best. And for that, we'll thank you. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, just say, Pastor, Eliel's message has really struck to my heart. And by God's grace, I'm going to take the talent, the gift, the ability that God has given me and develop it more for the glory of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to use it to minister to my Lord and minister to people that he might get the glory and the praise might go to my wonderful Savior. If that's you, slip your hand up for prayer. Thank you. God bless you. God bless. God bless. Thank you. Thank you so much. Father, thank you for these hands. Raise mine too. We'll pray that thou would bless, Lord, and help us to be what we ought to be. And we'll thank you for that help. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.